Mortgage Matt from Megastar Financial here in Reading. Now, Matt, I hear we're kind of in a mortgage boom right now. Can you tell us more about the benefits of possible refinancing your home right now?
So the thing right now that is different with refinancing ever in history, rates are at an all-time low, values are at an all-time high. So right now, people are able to lower their interest rate and get rid of mortgage insurance.
Matt, what if someone has just recently purchased a home or recently financed, like a year ago?
You know, this last year has been insane. A lot of people with the work from home phenomena, there's a lot of people moving here from metropolitan areas. That has really boosted the value of houses. So right now, people are looking to remodel their home or consolidate debt. They're able to do that at a lower cost with a cash out refinance than they ever have in history.
Megastar Financial, America's most trusted mortgage company, located at 920 Hilltop Drive next door to Chuck E. Cheese. Call 999-9000 or get started online at megastarreading.com. NMLS 1162668.
Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
No.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, happy weekend, everybody. Happy Saturday. Rocking the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I mean, you know, I sincerely am. Well, maybe not. Maybe I am, maybe I'm not. Let me think about that a minute. Yeah, I think I am. I'm glad to have you with me. So here are the rules of engagement for this program. It's pretty easy. We dumb it down for all of you goobers. You want to send me a text message. It's really easy to interact with me. Very easy. The phone number is 57739. It's a short number. 57739. Got that? And you just text the word Mike and whatever you want to say or ask or scream about or whatever. That's how you text me. You can also go to this website, TheWeekendWithMichaelBrown.com, TheWeekendWithMichaelBrown.com. And there you'll find all the social media outlets. You can follow me on Twitter and Facebook. I'd encourage you to do so. On Facebook, we have a little private group that you can join. I'd love to have people from all over the country join that little group because there you get to, it's like a little playground. And there is no teacher on that playground, well, except me. And sometimes I have to come in and slap you around a little bit. But, you know, I got to get the paddle out and paddle you. Can we do corporate punishment on Facebook? We can? Okay, yeah. So if you misbehave on Facebook, then you'll get paddled. You'll get sent to the principal's office. So you go to the weekendwithmichaelbrown.com, theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com, and you can also follow me on Instagram, at Michael D. Brown. That's where I post all my nude photos. So you'll certainly enjoy those. That will wake you up, and that will make you want to tune in next weekend also. So get all that done, and get that done right now. I think what we ought to do there's some text messages I want to get to, but I want to hold off on them because I don't want you to think that just because you just now sent me a great text message that I'm going to change everything just for you. But I might. Instead, I want to continue with the theme of this weekend about the newspeak. If you're just tuning in, and if you are, where have you been the last 2 hours? But if you're just tuning in, I really want you to get another copy of George Orwell's 1984. You may have already read it. It's time to read it again. It's time to get on Amazon or wherever books are sold and order. You can get it for, I don't know, a couple of bucks. I don't know. I'm sure it's pretty cheap right now. The reason I think it's important to read it again is that is exactly what we're going through right now. 1984. Here is a paperback for $7.48, a paperback for $11.99, $9.82. Here is, I don't know what this is. Oh, this is an e-book, 35 cents. You can get it on Kindle for $1.99. Now, come on. I'll send you the $1.99. I want you to read 1984 again, because it's so pertinent to everything that's going on right now. These people are experts at it. So here's what we're going to do. Just play along, okay? Just humor me. This week seems to have been an extraordinary week for dumbass newspeak. And we're going to start off, we're going to work our way through Karim Jean-Pierre, as I like to refer to her as, Kareem Abdul-Pierre. So Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who is the White House spokesperson, she is a, Jiminy Christmas. I say this because, you know, I truly and sincerely feel sorry for this young lady. Now, I have dealt up close and personal with two or three White House spokespeople. Ari Fleischer, remember Ari? He was George Bush's, no, I get back, Scott McClellan, I think. I get it, I've got him turned around. Ari Fleischer was the first White House press secretary. Ari Fleischer was a brilliant gentleman. Scott McClellan was the second one. Good, but not as good as Ari Fleischer. Here's what they do. The White House press office sits down with their staff, and they read all the news clippings. They have a clipping service inside the Beltway that everybody gets. And it's broken down by subject. You get it electronically, so you can search it by subject. You can search it by agency. You can search it by a person's name. You can search it by topic. You can search it anyway. So they go through all of these clippings from all of the television shows, the cable shows, the newspapers, everything, and they start looking through and reading about what are they saying about whatever the subject matter is, or what are they saying about the president. And then they sit down and they make this list. They start creating an entire database of all of these subject matters, and then they follow them through. Then the White House press secretary will formulate what they think the correct answer are to questions that they can anticipate that the press will ask. And they put those answers into a gigantic binder. But then they do this. Now, I don't think they do it with Biden very often. But I can tell you they did it every single day with George Bush. And that is, you sit down with the president, marks off an hour, 2 hours, whatever he needs, of sitting down with the press secretary and a few senior members of the staff, and they talk about every one of those issues. And, Mr. President, here is the answer that we're thinking about giving. Or, Mr. President, here's the subject. What answer would you like to hear us give? And they sit and they formulate these answers. Now, what a good press secretary does is they internalize that. They learn to think like the president. Well, come to think of it, maybe that's Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's a problem. Maybe she is thinking like Biden, which would cause her to be as confused as she is. But Ari Fleischer would sit down with George Bush, and they would talk about the topics that they were going to anticipate that the president might get asked if he's walking out to Marine One, or if he's holding a press conference, or if they're going to do just the regular daily presidential brief with the White House press corps. And Ari would walk out. He would have a three-wing binder. They all do. Obama's press secretaries had them. But here's the difference between what they do and what she does. What they would do is they would hear a question from a reporter. They'd call on a reporter. And the reporter would ask, what's the president having for lunch today? And without looking, they would say, well, you know, typically he has, PB&J, with a Diet Coke and a side of potato chips. They don't have to look. They already know because they're so intertwined with the way the president thinks and understand what the issues are that they don't have to sit down and read the answer. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is reading every single answer that she gives, and sometimes it makes no sense whatsoever. I want you to listen to it. We're going to walk through some of these. I want you to listen to the first one. If you haven't heard yet, the Biden administration has decided that in a certain part, I forget whether it's California or Arizona, but they're going to finish building the border wall. Yeah, you heard that right. They're going to finish building a part of the border wall on the southern border because it is the highest number of crossings anywhere along the border, and they've got to close that gap because they got the drug cartels, they got human traffickers, they got everything coming through this one spot, so they have reached a tipping point where they're going to have to finish that part of the wall. So, generally speaking, guess what? The Biden administration, who stopped the building of the wall their first day in office, has just given up because they know it is so bad that they have to finish building the wall in this one sector along the southern border. So Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, is asked about this at the press conference.
Okay, and on another subject, why is the Biden administration building a border wall in Arizona?
This is Peter Ducey from Fox News. Why is the Biden administration building a border wall in Arizona? Now, you would think, since this is such a huge controversial topic, that she would be ready without having to look at her notebook to answer the question. But she doesn't. She flips through her notebook, looks down, and gives this answer.
So we are not finishing the wall. We are cleaning up the mess the prior administration left behind in their failed attempt to build a wall. And I just want to be very, very clear here. On day one, we returned the money, the $8 billion the prior administration took from our military. We gave that back to the military for military families, for schools, for bases. That's what that money was being used. That's what it was taken away from. And so, again, what we're doing is cleaning up the mess that the prior administration has done.
But President Biden, when he was a candidate, said, there will not be another foot of wall constructed in my administration. Yeah. So what changed?
We are not finishing the wall.
If walls work in that part of Arizona, is this the administration trying to get migrants to cross somewhere else, like in Texas? What is the plan?
We are not finishing a wall. We are cleaning up the mess that the prior administration made.
How many times has she said this so far? We're not building a wall. We're cleaning up a mess. Well, if you're cleaning up a mess, if I said to you, go clean up that mess, what does that mean to you? If you tell your kids, your rugrats, hey, go clean up that mess in your room, are you asking them to remodel the room? Are you asking them to tear it down and rebuild the bedroom? No, you're asking them to pick up the crap that they've left everywhere. So what's she saying? Oh, when they quit building the wall, when the Trump administration, as they were building, they left a bunch of construction material out, so we're out there cleaning up. We got bulldozers, and we got a bunch of roll-offs, and we're cleaning up that mess. She said that three times. We're cleaning up Trump's mess. No, you're building a wall. You are constructing a wall.
We are trying to save lives. This
You're trying to save lives. Whose lives? The lives of those that are drowning in the Rio Grande? The lives of those who are raped and murdered by the cartels? The lives of those who are destroyed by the sex traffickers and the human traffickers? Are those the lives you're saying? You see, this is why I want you to read 1984. This is so Orwellian. So, and what amazes me is, nobody else in the media, I'm not a shill for Fox News. In fact, I don't like a lot of Fox News. I don't watch a lot of Fox News, only one or two shows. And primarily the news shows, not the opinion shows. Why is Fox the only one? What about the rest of the White House press corps? Are they just sitting back going, well, this is fun, let's watch this. If that's the case, they're not being journalists. I know. Shocker, right?
This is what the prior administration left behind that we are now cleaning up.
By finishing the wall, is this...
We are not finishing the wall.
By filling in, finishing...
We are not finishing the wall.
By filling in... Is this racist? Because in 2019, when the former guy was proposing a wall, you said that it was his racist wall. So how is this any...
And actually, he's right. In 2019, this same young lady tweeted that building a wall was racist. I've read the tweet. You can find it online. It's pretty easy to find. Which is why you should be following me on Twitter, by the way, at Michael Brown USA. She actually said it was racist. For Trump to build a wall, she said it was racist. So Peter Doocy simply asking, well, you said in 2019 when the other guy was building a wall that it was racist. So is it racist now?
I'm just having a hard time understanding how this is anything.
I'm not even sure how you get to your first question to this question that you just asked me. I will say this. A border wall, I'm answering your question. A border wall is ineffective use of tax.
I want to pause here for just, I'm sorry to interrupt. It's important since you can't see it because this is radio. It's important for you to know that what she's about to do when she says, I don't know how you get from this question to that question. She then has her notebook open to a new page, and she is now, her head is down. Her head is down, and she's looking, and she's reading word for word.
For how you get to your first question, to this question that you just asked me, I will say this. A border wall,
I'm late for a break. Let's tease that. When we get back, I want you to hear what she reads about Peter Doocy, the answer to Peter Doocy's question. It's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike to 57739. I'll be right back.
It's getting worrying now, isn't it? Talking to my friends, the price of gas, the cost of food, we're already halfway through this year and they said inflation was going to go down. Instead, it's over 8.6% and it's still going up. And I can't see that changing anytime soon, can you? Thing is, I did something about it. I've kept my money safe by investing in precious metals. I've got a gold IRA with Noble Gold. Their experts ran through my situation and gave me my options. No sales stuff, no call centers, just a good honest chat about what I could do. So if you're worried about what's happening out there, you need to talk to the team at Noble Gold too. And if you're quick, they're giving away an incredible 1/10th ounce American Eagle gold proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347 to find out more or visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Axiom Children's Theater invites you to journey under the sea with Ariel and her aquatic friends in Disney's The Little Mermaid Jr. Adapted from Disney's Broadway production and motion picture featuring the enormously popular Academy Award-winning music and lyrics. Don't miss The Little Mermaid Jr. July 28th through the 30th at Axiom Repertory Theater, 2613 Bocelli Lane in Reading. Get your tickets now at the box office or online at axreptheater.com.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring electronic products and services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communications, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
I'm really glad to have you with me. I also I was scanning through the text messages while I was gone. You got, you know what? This audience is pretty clever. Yeah. Well, with one exception, you're pretty clever. Text the word Mike to 57739. The phone number is 57739. Send me a text message. And you always go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. Follow me on social media. You got to do all that. All right, get busy. Do it. So back to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. So for those of you just tuning in, it's actually Karine Jean-Pierre, the White House press secretary. And she's evading a question. Biden has decided that, and somebody said it's in the Yuma sector. So in the Yuma, Arizona sector, on the along the southern border, they're going to complete the wall, fill in a gap. So they're going to build the wall because it is so overrun with the drug cartels and the human and sex traffickers and all the migrants and the asylum seekers and the illegal aliens and everybody else coming across that they've got to, it's like they've got to put a hole in the dike somewhere. So we're going to do it here. So they are building a wall. That would be using the Queen's English of describing what they're doing. They're building a wall. Now, whether they're finishing a wall, completing a wall, filling in a wall, they are building a wall. But she can't bring herself to answer the question. And as she is finally frustrated, she opens her notebook, and I just want you to picture this in your mind. Rather than just looking at the reporter and being smart enough and on your toes enough and able to speak on your feet quickly enough, she has to read an answer. This is why I truly feel sorry for this woman. She is way out of her league.
19, when the former guy was proposing a wall, you said that it was his racist wall. So how is this any different? I'm just having a hard time understanding how this is any different.
I'm not even sure how you get to your first question, to this question that you just asked me. I will say this. A border wall, I'm answering your question. A border wall is ineffective use of taxpayer dollars. So it's ineffective of taxpayer dollars. Dollars that actually went to the military that the last administration, the prior president, took from the military, which took away from schools, which took away from military bases. That's what that money that he pulled away from.
That money's ineffective. But what we're going to do is we're actually going to take that money and build a wall. Huh. More of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar coming up next. It's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike to 57739. I'll be right back.
I'm Dan Cuneo, CEO of Lexicon. So you went to law school, passed the bar, and joined a firm, or even built your own. Now, are you finding out that you went through all that just to wind up doing more administrative work than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal software and technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, HR, billing, client intake, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Lexicon allows you to manage your entire practice from anywhere on one comprehensive platform. Retaining clients and managing cases is what you do, but Lexicon makes it easy to manage them in one place. Increase efficiencies, bill more hours, and focus on doing what you do best, practicing law. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more. Sign up before Labor Day to receive free implementation and training. lexiconservices.com/go.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless heads.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie, now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, happy Saturday, everybody. Welcome to Speaking with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Mike. These are the rules of engagement. You want to engage with the program, it's really easy. We've dumbed it down for everybody. just text the word Mike to this number, 57739, and tell me whatever you want to tell me. Tell me to go jump off a cliff or, you know, tell me how fantastic I am, whatever you want to tell me. You can also, if you want to follow me on social media, you want to stream us live, do any of that, you can simply go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com, theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. Get to that website right now. So the theme of today's program has been that we're living in 1984. And somebody out in California, I think it was, sent me I don't read any fiction. Well, 1984 today, even though it is fiction then, seems to be pretty nonfiction today, which is why I do want you to go read it again. I just can't tell you how sincerely I believe that rereading 1984, and it's an easy read. It's not that many pages. It's not like you're not reading War and Peace. Come on. Or have you forgotten how to read? Just buy it. Put it on your Kindle. It's $1.99 on Kindle. $7 if you want a paperback. Good grief. If you can't afford it, we'll take up a collection and we'll buy it for you. But I really do want you to read it. Because almost everything that we're hearing in what I call the cabal is this unholy alliance between the dominant media, the ruling elite, and the big tech giants. And they all conspire. Remember I told you, last hour, I gave you the example of Facebook. If you put up that a recession is two quarters of negative growth, two consecutive quarters of negative growth, and that the president is trying to redefine that, Facebook will tag your post, their algorithm will shut it down, and they'll put up a fact check from PolitiFact that says, no, the president is not redefining a recession. Well, we're not saying, or actually the fact check says the president did not redefine. Well, no, he did not, because he cannot redefine what a recession is, but he's trying to redefine what a recession is. And so we've swerved from that into Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, the White House spokesperson, who has spent the entire week doing nothing but doublespeak. And I find it freaking hilarious, but I find it frightening because too many people are like buying into it. And I find it sad because this poor individual is way in over her head. Way in over her head. I don't think, here are a couple of things, because of the way the White House works. I actually don't think she has access to the president. Because a press secretary has a regularly scheduled, I shouldn't say regularly scheduled, but a regular meeting. May occur in the mornings, afternoons, but occurs every single day. Because there's always a White House, should be always a White House press briefing. And the job of the press secretary is to answer the question, whatever the reporters ask, and the answer should be based on the administration's position on whatever that issue is. And a good press secretary will sit down, as I watched many times, will sit down with the boss, the president, and they'll say, okay, these are the questions, these are the issues, these are the top stories of the day, you know, how would you like for us to answer this? Or we'd really like to put this, you know, oftentimes, Ari Fleischer would come out, or you might have heard Jen Psaki say this. Remember Jen Psaki used to say incessantly, I'll circle back, I'll circle back, I'll circle back? What she was really saying was, I haven't talked to the president about this. I need to go find out what it is the president wants us to say. Now, sometimes she would go back and she might talk to the president himself, or she might talk to the White House chief of staff, but she would talk to someone in authority to find out what is our position. And more often than not, they would want to talk directly to the president so they can put it in the president's words. Now, that might be a hard job. Now, because sometimes we don't know exactly what it is that President Biden is saying, but I digress. So this woman not only is way beyond her abilities, but she's also not working directly with the president. And that might be on purpose because, well, Mr. President, what do you think, what's your position on, or what would you want us to say about the fact that you said you would never spend a dime rebuilding or building a border wall, and we're now spending some money to build the border wall in Yuma, Arizona?
I don't know.
I'm not trying to be funny here. I think that's kind of how it's playing out. And so they just like, let's just invest. Here's a report. What's the difference between Texas busing migrants to Washington, D.C., and the federal government flying migrants to, say, New York in the middle of the night? The basis for that question is quite simple. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser, is calling out the National Guard because Texas Governor Greg Abbott, a Republican, has said we're fed up. We cannot sustain. These small communities cannot sustain these migrants that are coming across in the millions. We can't handle it. So we're going to put them on a bus and we're going to send them to D.C. Let you handle it. Now, some say that's a political ploy, and I'll tell you it is a political ploy. But it's a political ploy that is working. Why should Texas? You know, there was a story day before yesterday. A reporter asked a local EMT, why are you not taking local patients to the hospital? And the EMT said, because many days our local hospital is full of illegal aliens, and there are no beds for our residents. So we have to take them elsewhere. That would be unacceptable to Muriel Bowser in D.C. So Greg Abbott's political ploy is actually, I think, pretty smart. We can't handle it, so let's ship them somewhere else. That's exactly what this administration's been doing. That's why the question. What's the difference between Texas busing migrants to D.C. and the federal government flying migrants to New York in the middle of the night? It's a pretty simple question, right? Now, it's going to cause you to do some mental gymnastics. So listen to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's answer.
Just off topic a little bit, what's the difference between Texas busing migrants to D.C. and the federal government flying migrants to, say, New York in the middle of the night in other cities?
It's very different because we're not doing it as using migrants as a political pawn. Okay.
Oh, next question. It's very different because we're not doing it as a political ploy. Oh, okay. You're doing it because you just need to get a certain number of migrants out of Texas, so you're sending them to New York. But if Greg Abbott needs to get a certain number of migrants out of Texas, that's a political pawn. That's the newspeak. That's the 1984 that I'm talking about. Let's do another one quickly. And this one, I have to explain a little bit about how D.C. works. When the Speaker of the House or a congressional delegation, or for that matter, the president, is going to meet a foreign leader. They're flying to a foreign country to meet a foreign leader. Before that trip occurs, the staff, for example, if it's the president, the national security staff, oftentimes someone from the Pentagon and someone from the State Department, they're called advance teams. The advance teams will go to that foreign country and they will sit down. And they'll work out the logistics. They'll work out what are they going to talk about? What's the purpose of the meeting? What are the deliverables? What's going to come out of the meeting? They work out all of these details before a president even steps on Air Force One. The same is true for a congressional delegation, and the same is true for the Speaker of the House. If the Speaker of the House is going to go to Taipei, if she's going to visit Taiwan, which I hope that she does, she would be the first Speaker of the House since Newt Gingrich did it in 1997. If she's going to go to Taipei, of course it's going to piss off the Chinese. But here's what should happen, and here's what I think has happened, because it's the same for the Speaker. The Speaker's staff and people from the State Department will go to Taipei, and they'll work out all the logistics. They'll work out all of the press material. They'll work out everything about the meeting. Where's she going to go? Who's she going to meet? What's she going to say? Everything about the meeting. Everything about the trip. Except none of that is disclosed. Now, why would you not disclose any of that? Well, basically for basic security reasons. You don't want, whether they're flying to Kyiv, or they're flying to Taipei, or they're flying to, I don't know, they're flying to Seoul, they're flying to Buenos Aires, I don't care where they're going. You don't disclose the trip details. So, she is asked, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, is asked about whether or not says that the White House will not respond to Chinese threats if Nancy Pelosi goes to Taiwan. I have a story up in front of me right now. Let me pull this story up. The headline in the Washington Free Beacon is this. China warns Pelosi trip marks an invasion and the military has the right to fire on her plane. Now, if you look at the Drudge Report, let me back this up. If you look at the Drudge Report right now, the Drudge Report says China threat to shoot down plane. China didn't do it. China didn't make that threat. A talking head, a pundit, made that threat. Now, let's be realistic about how the communists work. That pundit, who is probably a member of the Communist Party, got approval from the Communist Party to make that statement. So it's once removed from Xi Jinping, the president of China. But nonetheless, it's a Communist Party statement. So here's how it played out in front of the
press. An official who is associated with Chinese state media is suggesting that if Speaker Pelosi tries to go to Taiwan, her plane could be shot down. Does the president have a response to that?
You know, I've been asked about, I know you're asking specifically about the rhetoric that we're hearing from China, but as it relates to the speaker's travels, it's something that we're just not going to speak to. Right now, that's a hypothetical. We're just not going to speak on her schedule. As we have said multiple times, we give advice and guidance to any members of Congress where they travel, to the region they travel, whether an advice on geopolitical situation in the region or in the country, and any national security issues that may arise. But again, I'm not going to speak to a hypothetical.
Unofficial.
What's wrong with that answer? Do any of you know what's wrong with that answer? Well, other than being abject, embarrassing weakness, which is what it shows, it's newspeak. As I said in a tweet, you don't have to talk about her schedule. What she could have and should have addressed were the outlandish threats by China. She doesn't even comprehend what she's saying. She only knows what's in her notes. The problem is, China knows that too. And your boss, Joe Biden, is in the bag for China. Now, here's the problem. Here's the problem with this kind of newspeak. This has international geopolitical ramifications. You would think that a simple answer like this, we're just not going to speak to her schedule, doesn't cause a problem. It causes a huge problem because it completely misses the point of what she should have said was simply this. Now, other political leaders have said it, but the president hasn't said it. Secretary of State hasn't said it. In fact, the Secretary of Defense is urging her not to go. That's capitulation to China. That's saying, oh, you dictate who travels to Taipei or not? That's the kind of newspeak that shows weakness. Oh, I'm not done. I have some more examples. You got to stay tuned. It's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike to 57739. Go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
It's getting worrying now, isn't it? Talking to my friends, the price of gas, the cost of food, we're already halfway through this year and they said inflation was going to go down. Instead, it's over 8.6%, and it's still going up. And I can't see that changing anytime soon, can you? Thing is, I did something about it. I've kept my money safe by investing in precious metals. I've got a gold IRA with Noble Gold. Their experts ran through my situation and gave me my options. No sales stuff, no call centers, just a good honest chat about what I could do. So if you're worried about what's happening out there, you need to talk to the team at Noble Gold too. And if you're quick, they're giving away an incredible 1/10 ounce American Eagle gold proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347 to find out more or visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Join the Cascade Theater for an energy-packed show with Trombone Shorty and Orleans Avenue on August 6th. Packed with funk, soul, R&B, and psychedelic rock, Trombone Shorty and Orleans Avenue is sure to provide an exhilarating evening packed with a strong rhythm section, hip-hop beats, and bright flashes of brass with hard rock energy. Don't miss this fun night with Trombone Shorty at the Cascade Theater on August 6th. Tickets available at CascadeTheater.org or 243-8877.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this fall. Get a jump start on being transfer ready or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree. Our fall semester offers flexible class times and formats with online and more in-person offerings. Plan your tomorrow today by enrolling at Shasta College. Fall semester classes begin August 15th. Achieve more. Earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll online today.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken soup, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m. with happy hour from 3 to 5. The Dry Creek Station is famous for their steamer clams. Friday through Sunday, don't miss their fabulous weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
Appreciate all of you that tune in on the weekend and listen to the program. And I hope you'll join me again next Saturday. So we spent, the theme of today's program was 1984 and New Speed. And I saved, I think, the best for last. Or maybe the most disgusting for last. I don't know. You know, the whole concept behind, I'm such a stickler about words and language. And I think that's because I'm trained as a lawyer, even though I don't practice law anymore. I'm trained as a lawyer, so words have meaning, and you have to be very particular if you're briefing or making an argument in court about the language that you use. So I really listen closely and read closely what people say or what they write. And language becomes increasingly surreal. It's just mind-boggling as progressives just get more and more control, not just over government, but over our culture. Now, I don't care about anyone's sexual preferences. I just don't. One, this is the libertarian in me. It's none of my business. Number two, I just don't think, I mean, I just don't care. And as Seinfeld would say, not that there's anything wrong with that. But to advance an LGBT, whatever all the letters are, agenda, they now also want us to change a term. Breast milk. They want us to call breast milk father's milk. New gender-inclusive language guides put out by the Academy of Breastfeeding Medicine. Now, I didn't even know there was such an academy. You know, like the Academy of Family Practitioners. No, there's an Academy of Breastfeeding Medicine, the ABM. New gender-inclusive guidelines put out by the Academy of Breastfeeding. I can't do this with a straight face. New gender-inclusive language guides put out by the Academy of Breastfeeding Medicine are being implemented in some U.S. hospitals. A screenshot of a language guide table was shared to Twitter this week titled Suggested Terms in Breastfeeding and Human Lactation. Now, on the left side, there's a column that is labeled Traditional Terms that includes words like, or phrases like, breast milk, while a middle column, gender-inclusive terms, suggests father's milk as a possible alternative. So I guess according to the progressive religion, calling mother's milk father's milk is some sort of act of political righteousness because it disrupts the cisnormative gender binary. There can be no gender binary anymore. So I'm looking at this suggested table. Table one. Suggested terms in breastfeeding and human lactation. So traditional terms. Just bear with me. Mother, father, birth mother. Instead, the gender-inclusive terms, parent, gestational parent, combination may be used for clarity, such as mothers and gestational parents, they, them, if gender is not specified. Breast milk, milk, human milk, mother's own milk, parent's milk, father's milk. All right. Show me father's milk between now and next Saturday, okay? Thanks for joining the Weekend with Michael Brown. Everybody have a great weekend. You can listen to the podcast. Go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. I'll talk to you next Saturday. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Hi, I'm Dan Cuneo, CEO of Lexicon. So you went to law school, passed the bar, and joined a firm, or even built your own. Now, are you finding out that you went through all that just to wind up doing more administrative work than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal software and technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, HR, billing, client intake, and more. So you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Lexicon allows you to manage your entire practice from anywhere on one comprehensive platform. Retaining clients and managing cases is what you do, but Lexicon makes it easy to manage them in one place. Increase efficiencies, bill more hours, and focus on doing what you do best, practicing law. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more. Sign up before Labor Day to receive free implementation and training. LexiconServices.com/go.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.